Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning on you as bread in our lives may be of you, by you, and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks. Friends, this morning I thought I would mix things up a little bit and preach from the pulpit up here just to get your attention. Nice to see you this morning. I begin with a simple quote. Isn't it true we are what we eat? Isn't it true we are what we eat? This was said from a man coming out of a McDonald's. He then went on to say, then I must be fast, cheap, and easy. Fast, cheap, and easy. Isn't it true we are clearly good sometimes at consuming what is not necessarily good for us? Some years ago on 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney, you're familiar with Andy Rooney, of course, he said the two biggest categories for nonfiction bestsellers are, first of all, number one, cookbooks, and number two, diet books. So we spend a great deal of time trying to figure out what is great to put on our table in a healthy, consistent way, and then we spend more time reading about afterwards how to consume less of what we just spent the time putting together a nice meal about. Number one, cookbooks. Number two, diet books. We are clearly indulged with food, and food is all around us. It's a preoccupation we have worldwide. For us here in Northern America, of course, we spend a great deal of time, energy, and money devising ways to eat less. Whereas in Asia and Africa, they spend much of their waking time trying to figure out how to survive from day to day. The juxtaposition is amazing. We spend time worrying about trying to consume less. Folks there worry about, where's my next meal coming from? In fact, the U.S. Department of Agriculture gives us this beautiful food pyramid. We're familiar with the food pyramid, correct? The usual picture of a healthy diet begins with the base. And for the base, we need bread, pasta, cereal, and rice. Those kind of become the staples of our food pyramid, that base, which is so important. And then on the second rung, of course, our fruits and vegetables, our meats and dairy, all become the second rung for a healthy diet on the food pyramid. And then at the top, fats and oils. We need less of those to survive. So the bread group becomes the solid foundation. Bread, pasta, rice, etc., becomes that solid foundation of the bread group. Well, friends, this morning, what is good for our bellies is also good for our spiritual lives. What's good for our bellies is good for our spiritual lives. That solid base is right there in the bread group. And that bread group would be our DMR of Jesus. Who knows what a DMR is? What does DMR stand for? Oh, the 8 o'clock knew it right away. Daily minimum requirement. Our daily minimum requirement of Jesus. That is that solid base of that food pyramid, the DMR being Jesus in our lives. He goes on today in the gospel to speak in very, very strong language. You must consume me, you must devour me, you must ingest me to get your DMR. The truth is, in consuming Jesus, it is very, very good for us. This is what keeps us healthy. And we are told, and stats go on over and over again from Pew and Consumer Reports, speak about the fact you will live a better spiritual, religious life in a happy and content way if you are a churchgoer, if you have an ongoing relationship with your God. It's clear and simple. If you have a relationship with God, you live a longer, happier, more content lives. And Jesus uses this imagery today to say, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will never be hungry again. Whoever is thirsty and they drink of me will never want water again. That solid base in the pyramid is that DMR of Jesus. So all of our DMR, that daily minimum requirement of grace, love, and forgiveness, offers us eternal life. And it's found in this relationship with Jesus. So when we go to the grocery store, we look at labels, right? We're trying to eat a healthy diet. We have labels on the back of a variety of categories, a variety of food groups. We look and see those food labels. And there's a nutrition debate as to whether we're a partaker of good food is not, or is it as good for us or not. So we take a look at that label. We see that something is good for us. And we make a choice about whether we're going to buy that label or not. Now, in the past, we've been told that eggs were not good for you because they had too much cholesterol. Now the thought is, a few good eggs in moderation is very, very good for you. Some experts say a little bit of wine at night is very good for you. Others say no alcohol at all. Where do we find ourselves on that continuum? And others say caffeine. Too much caffeine, of course, gets us hyped up a little bit. Not always good for us. So which is it? So we read the label and then we make a decision. The disciples and the Jews did the same thing. See, the Jews looked at the Jesus label and they were very, very skeptical. They looked at the Jesus label and they said, not so sure of this guy. Not so sure what he brings to the table. The Jesus label. So those who believed did read that Jesus label, and they saw manna in the desert. And when they saw manna, they knew it was life-sustaining. So if I consume this Jesus, I will have life forever. Fuels us now and in eternal life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. So friends, the foundation of our life is this death and resurrection on high with Jesus. In our food pyramid, the bottom rung is life on high in the Lord. And when we look at John's gospel, there are a number of other labels for Jesus. So we look at those for a moment. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. If there is darkness in our life, Jesus becomes that light. He said, I am the gatekeeper, the gate into heaven. The way to get to heaven is through that gate. Jesus says, I am that gatekeeper. He says, I am the good shepherd. If you find that you are in need of the love and support and tender care of a shepherd in your life because you are a lost sheep, then I am that good shepherd. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Through the death resurrection of Jesus, we too have eternal life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Part of the Jesus label. The way to the Father is through this Jesus. And he says, I am the true vine. It's through our connection to Jesus as the vine and we the branches that we will experience eternal life. We all know to attain any benefits of a disciplined life, of a healthy lifestyle, the food, exercise, ongoing care of self takes a discipline. The same is true of our spiritual life. We need discipline in our spiritual life of prayer, study, meditation, and service. It is then that we can lift on high and be one with Him. This week, friends, we're asked to attain our DMR, our daily minimum requirement of Jesus. And we're asked to do whatever it takes to find that DMR in our life. And by finding that DMR, we will live life on high in Jesus.